Welcome back to Be Fluent in Russian Podcast. My name is Fedor. Today we have a special podcast. We'll start to read Russian classics. We will read today, we'll start with Chekhov. It's a 4-chapter short story called Dama с собачкой. Me and one of my students started reading this together for some pronunciation practice, and I thought about bringing this to the podcast as well. When we do it with my student, we do it for the pronunciation. But let's read this together for some listening practice and for some translation practice too. And I'll stop whenever I think that we need to talk about something. That can be an interesting phrase, maybe a word, maybe some pronunciation tricks, and things like that. And I'll let you in on my little secret too. I will be reading this for the first time with you. And maybe these podcasts can be something that we can do together to educate ourselves on the Russian classics of literature. Of course, Anton Chekhov is a very famous Russian writer. He had a lot of playwrights too, which are all, not all, but some of them that I've read, I can speak for those only. Maybe all of them are brilliant, but I can only say that the ones that I've read are brilliant. So, Дама с собачкой. We'll read this kind of in small passages, okay? Like 2 sentences, and then translate the 2 sentences. And you have this text below if you are listening to the podcast with the ability to read something. If you don't understand, you can look at the details or description to this podcast and read along, okay? Let's get right into this. Антон Чехов, Дама с собачкой, The Lady with the Dog. Говорили, что на набережной появилось новое лицо. Дама с собачкой. It was said that a new face appeared on the promenade. Or promenade. Excuse my English. A lady with a dog. Дмитрий Дмитриевич Гуров, проживший в Ялте уже 2 недели и привыкший тут, тоже стал интересоваться новыми лицами. Дмитрий Дмитриевич Гуров, who is going to be our character for this story, who had been living in Yalta for 2 weeks and has gotten used to it, Yalta is a city in Crimea, also became interested in new faces. So new faces appeared, you know, on the waterfront, the promenade, a lady with a dog, and Dmitrий Дмитриевич Гуров is also interested in the new faces. Next. Сидя в павильоне у Верне, он видел, как по набережной прошла молодая дама, невысокого роста блондинка в берете. За ней бежал белый шпиц.
Sitting in the pavilion at Verne's, he saw a young lady, a short blonde in a beret, walk along the promenade. A white spitz ran after her. So, по набережной, we have this on the promenade. Набережная is another word, waterfront, is something that's before the river, and typically it's paved. So it's not just like a beach, right? It's a paved street. And those areas typically, well, in Russia, are typically the hottest places in the city. Because a lot of Russian, well, and this is in Crimea, of course, a lot of cities, just around the world especially, they used to be built on rivers because those used to be the most nutritious soil, right? And so the city is kind of built around rivers. And so the river side or the promenade areas typically are the hottest real estate. And so when we were in St. Petersburg, when we were in Moscow, you can see a lot of people just simply walking along the promenade and along the river. And it's just fantastic. But here I want to also highlight невысокого роста, short, or not high height. Невысокий means not high. Рост is height. So it's a blonde, блондинка. Блондинка, if you are a blonde lady, you can call yourself блондинка. Now if you're a blonde guy, it's блондин. Okay? I can say about myself, я блондин. So, and she was невысокого роста. So she's a short blonde. Next, И потом он встречал ее в городском саду и на сквере по нескольку раз в день. Она гуляла одна, все в том же берете, с белым шпицем. Никто не знал, кто она, и называли ее просто так — «дама с собачкой». And then he met her in the city park, and in the square several times a day. She walked alone, still in the same beret, with a white spitz or spitz. No one knew who she was, and they simply called her the lady with the dog. So, some highlights here. Потом, then, or later, afterwards, он встречал, he met. Встречать doesn't mean that you meet, you introduce yourself, say your name. It simply means that he came across her or encountered her. Maybe she noticed him, maybe she didn't, but he clearly did. And then the next phrase here, по нескольку раз в день, many times in a day or several times a day, по нескольку раз. Or in short, in fact, it doesn't have to be по нескольку раз, it can be несколько раз, several times. And then, of course, в день means in a day. So, несколько раз в день, a few times a day. Here's my task to you. Let's make it personal. What are the things that you do several times a day? Just mention, I do this, and then add несколько раз в день. Okay? For example, I can say, я ем несколько раз в день. I eat a few times a day. Я разговариваю с женой несколько раз в день. I talk to my wife a few times a day. Я пишу своим друзьям несколько раз в день. I write to my friends or I message my friends a few times a day. What do you do? Write out three sentences or think of three sentences with несколько раз в день. Okay, next. Если она здесь без мужа и без знакомых, соображал Гуров, то было бы не лишнее познакомиться с ней. If she is here without a husband and acquaintances, it would not be too much to get acquainted with her. So if she's here by herself, I think to meet her or to get acquainted with her would be right. Here, без мужа, without a husband, без знакомых, without acquaintances. This particle без, or a preposition без, means without. Если она здесь без мужа, if she is here without a husband, то было бы не лишнее, and then he says, it would not be too much to get acquainted with her, or it would be good, or it would be fitting to meet her or to get acquainted with her. Again, Гуров is our main guy here. He's our main character here. So he's thinking, if she's here by herself, I think it would be okay, or the right thing to do is to meet her. Ему не было еще 40, но у него была уже дочь 12 лет и два сына гимназиста. He was not yet 40, but he already had a 12-year-old daughter and two sons in high school. Now, here, сыны гимназисты, translated as two sons in high school, but we have a bit of a different system in Russia. We have школа for school, гимназия for gymnasium, and лицей, I guess лицеем, maybe. But they are like a hierarchy of difficulty. Школа is a typical school. Гимназия is a bit higher than that. So it's a bit more demanding when it comes to educational standards. And then лицей is even higher than гимназия. Of course, it depends on the region, depends on the area, which ones are higher. And I think back in the day, гимназия used to be the highest. So he is over here, the author here says that he wasn't even 40, but his daughter was already 12, and he had two sons going to a gymnasium. So it's a higher school or more difficult school. So they were kind of like smarter boys, right? So, ему не было еще 40. So, when we say our age, we say мне 40. I'm 40 years old. If I want to say he is 40, I say ему 40. So, in essence, we say to me it is 40. To him it is 40. 40 what? Of course, 40 years old. But If we say he was not 40, we say ему не было. He did not have 40, or 40 was not to him. Like that. Okay? That's how we say it. Ему не было 40. He was not 40. Or he didn't have 40. Or the 40 was not there to him. If we were to break it down, of course, word to word. And then we have this magical word, еще, yet. Ему не было еще 40. He was not yet 40. All right? And then, у него была, he had. It's common to learn, у меня есть, I have. У тебя есть, you have. У него есть, he had. Or he has. But it's all present tense. I have, you have, he has. What about past tense? We say, у меня был, I had, masculine. У меня была, I had, feminine. У меня было, I had, neuter. Of course, у меня были is plural. But then we flip it to he had. У него был, he had. У него была, he had, feminine. So, у него была дочь, he had a daughter. We use feminine because дочь is feminine. Let's continue. Его женили рано, когда он был еще студентом второго курса. И теперь жена оказалась в полтора раза старше его. He was married early, when he was still a second year student, or sophomore student. And now his wife seemed 1.5 times older than him. I'm not sure why, maybe because she was older than him initially, or maybe because she was young then, but now he's almost 40 and she aged much faster than him, maybe. But we can highlight two words here. Второй курс. Второй курс is second course. In Russian, курс is also not just one particular course, but a whole year in college or university. Курс. Second, so второй курс, second course. Second year. Second highlight here is теперь. Теперь is now, but when something has changed. So, here we have a contrast. Его женили рано, he was married early. Or, he was given to marriage early. Because его женили is a passive voice. He was married. He married, but somebody married him to another woman. And then, и теперь жена казалась, and now the wife seemed. So now the things have changed. That's what теперь is used. You, of course, I'm sure that you guys know сейчас, which means now. Сейчас. But теперь also means now, but with a change of something. Это была женщина высокая, с темными бровями, прямая, важная, солидная и... как она сама себя называла, мыслящая. A lot of great adjectives here. Let's do it. She was a tall woman with dark eyebrows. Upright, important, or важная is self-important, when you kind of carry yourself as you think you are important. Solid. Солидная is not just solid, but classy. Солидная. And as she called herself, a thinker or a thinking. Because мыслящая here is an adjective, and so she is a thinking. Of course, we don't have a noun here, a thinking person, a thinking woman. So, a lot of great adjectives here. Высокая, tall. Прямая, upright. Важная, self-important. Солидная, solid or classy. Мыслящая, a thinking one. Она много читала, не писала в письмах твердый знак, называла мужа не Дмитрием, а Димитрием, а он втайне считал ее недалекой, узкой, неизящной, боялся ее и не любил бывать дома. Ooh, this is a heavy one. She read a lot. Она много читала, she read a lot. Didn't use the heart sign in letters. So, the heart sign in letters is something from the past. Anytime a word would end on a consonant, back in the day, there used to be a heart sign after that, which did not have any effect on the word whatsoever. It just, if the word ended on a consonant, put a hard sign after it. That was the rule, you know, back in the day, maybe like 100 years ago, maybe even more. And so here it's used with a like a note of intelligence. She was intelligent. She was up with the times. She was kind of, yeah, she thought of herself as a thinker or as an intelligent woman. So she had to adjust to the new norms. She called her husband not Dmitry, but Dmitry. So extra E, Dmitry or Dmitry. Dmitry, I think, sounds a bit more, again, like posh or more rich or more intelligent. And maybe it's a bit more like European, Dmitry, Dmitry. We say Dmitry, so D and M don't have a vowel in between, Dmitry. But Dmitry is a bit more European or English or French-like. And he secretly considered her narrow-minded, petty, graceless, was afraid of her, and did not like to be at home. So let's revisit some of these adjectives. Недалекая. Недалекая means narrow-minded. You might know далеко, far. So a person who is not far means not far thinking or not far seeing. Узкой, petty. Узкой, again, is, I would say it's petty. I would say that it's, again, narrow-minded. Узкая, он очень узкий. He is very short-minded or narrow-minded. Неизящная means graceless. Okay? Не любил бывать дома. Didn't love or didn't like to be at home. And then we're going to end on this last line. Изменять ей он начал уже давно. Изменял часто и, вероятно, поэтому о женщинах отзывался почти всегда дурно. И когда в его присутствии говорили о них, то он называл их так. Низшая раса. He had started being unfaithful to her a long time ago. Often, and probably for that reason, he almost always spoke badly of women. And when they were discussed in his presence, he would call them the lower race. So, изменять он начал уже давно. He started to cheat on her a long time ago. Изменял часто. He cheated often. Well, he was unfaithful often. Поэтому о женщинах отзывался почти всегда дурно. And he almost always spoke badly of women. For that reason. And so, yeah. It's a great, great sentence. Not in meaning, don't get me wrong. But in meaning. Sorry. Not in meaning like what he means, but in meaning of words and what we can learn from them. I don't agree with the women being the lower race, okay? Just for the record. So, изменять. Изменять means to cheat. Изменять. In fact, изменять has a different meaning of to change. So, you're changing your partner, right? It's the second meaning there. Уже давно. A long time ago already. And then, вероятно. Вероятно is probably or possibly. And then, yeah, I guess another phrase can be низшая раса, lower race. That's all for today. We have a lot more to read. This is just the beginning. Let's break this apart into multiple podcasts. Because I think that it's enough of like 20 minutes of reading. But I want to say one thing. When it comes to pronunciation, we kind of started with the pronunciation bit a little bit. We are right now working on developing our course for how to get rid of your accent. And it, of course, deals with the main points of pronunciation. And I would love you guys, when I read this stuff, I also try to read this like properly, almost exaggerating how to read it properly for you guys as learners. Slowing down a bit. I'm not going to read it as I talk, like this. Говорили, что на набережной появилось новое лицо. Дама с собачкой. Дмитрий Дмитриевич Гуров, проживший в Ялте уже 2 недели и привыкший тут, тоже стал интересоваться новыми... I'm not going to do it like that, right? I'm going to slow it down. Говорили, что на набережной появилось новое лицо. Дама с собачкой. And so, I will be talking about small points of pronunciation here and there. For today, if you are interested in working on your pronunciation, here's my task to you. I'm going to add some more things to our tasks as we go along. Whenever you speak Russian, try to open your mouth more on vowels. As the great Stanislavski said that in our language, in the Russian language, vowels is like rivers and the consonants is like the shore. So the shore points to where the river will go. And so they work together. Without the consonants, there's no structure. Without the river, there's no life. And so try to pronounce the stressed vowels a bit more. For example, this word говорили, they said, or it was said. Don't say говорили, right? Говорили. Say говорили. So drag the E, the stressed E. Говорили, что на набережной. So you drag out the stressed vowels. Because in English, we don't really have a lot of strong vowels. But in Russian, they are very strong. So here's how I would read it, the first passage. And of course, if you have time, go ahead and take a look in the description to see what I'm reading so you can see the example in front of you. Here's how I would do it if I were you. To exaggerate all the stressed vowels. Говорили, что на набережной появилось новое лицо. Дама с собачкой. I'm opening my mouth on this. Дама с собачкой. A bit too much. I would never read it like this or say like this to a person. But for the practice sake, we have to do it. Let's continue. Дмитрий Дмитриевич Гуров, проживший в Ялте уже две недели и привыкший тут, тоже стал интересоваться новыми лицами. So I'm dragging out the stressed vowels. It doesn't sound pretty. It doesn't sound like you are supposed to read it this way because you're not. It's only for the practice sake, okay? So that will be my task to you, and it will help you open up your mouth more to the vowels, especially A. На набережной, в Ялте, дама с собачкой. Okay? And of course, once we publish the course on how to get rid of your accent or how to lower your accent in Russian, I'll announce it here, of course. No questions about that. But for now, we can still work on our pronunciation without the course being there. Okay? I hope this was useful. Learn Russian with BeFluent. Check out the first link in the description. And it is likely, if you listen to this maybe like a day or two after it was posted or later, that we have upgraded our platform to the new design, new features, a lot of new stuff there. We continue to work on our BeFluent platform for you guys so you guys can learn it faster. Learn Russian faster, more with way more fun, and speak Russian more freely. Check it all out with the first link in the description. I'll be waiting for you there and during our next podcast. Пока-пока!